This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and as you avid DH Radio listeners will remember, there's a band I've been slightly obsessed with the last little while, telling you I was relentlessly hunting them down, and managed to find them. Knock Knock Ginger are based out of Waterloo, Ontario, and on the phone with me now from the band, we've got Miloš, who's a guitarist and singer, and Owen, who is on drums, and Matt on trumpet. It's a great combination. There's also Melissa and Lisa, two of the girls on keyboard and bass, but I think the girls are out of town right now. Is that the case, boys?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And we should add that, actually, Matt has much better guitar skills than I do, and he is priority guitarist, not just trumpet.
Nice! All right, but that's a good combination, though. You can switch it up and make it happen. So so tell me how you guys came together to do this great indie pop thing that's happening. And Waterloo, like, that's just great.
Yeah, we met through school. As you know, Waterloo is a big university town. We've got two schools here.
Yeah.
The Waterloo and Laurier.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2004, I had come back from a bit of a break from my schooling.
And who's speaking right now?
Oh, sorry, this is Miloš.
Okay.
I'm originally from Kingston. I had a band there, and we broke up in around 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back to Waterloo to finish my schooling and had a head full of steam to do another band. And posted a posting on a forum called 20 Hertz at the time, looking for like-minded musicians, and Matt and Owen were one of the first two to reply. So we got together, started jamming, had another bassist called Andy the Mettler Benninger,
mm-hmm.
and for about a year or two before we were joined by Lisa, and Melissa joined in the meantime there too through one of Owen's contacts.
You know, one of the things I'm finding super interesting about this whole idea of connecting online is, you know, it's not just online dating that's a big way of people connecting. It's also the idea of jamming together. I sing with a band, and that's exactly how we all found each other, was through Kijiji, you know? So it's really, I think it's an interesting testament to the forming of bands now that you don't just have to be kind of clumsily going along. There are a couple of other options for connecting with other people out there. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely an extension of the old posting on your local guitar shop bulletin board.
Yeah. I sort of do admittedly want to put ads on telephone poles for something someday.
Right, please call.
I lost my cat and my drummer. Please help. So, all right, guys. So you all came together. So what? Now let me just backtrack to figure out when was the exact year then that Knock Knock Ginger finally became what it is today, as far as the grouping of musicians.
I think that was around the summer of 2005, while we were recording our second EP.
No.
2006, sorry.
2006, sorry.
My bad.
Man, I'm impressed that you guys are still at this 5 years later. It's pretty, or 6 years later. Yeah, 2008.
Yeah, we haven't let the success get to us.
Way to keep it real. I'm so glad you're humble and humble enough to keep rocking out. All right, so now how did you come by the name?
This is Bat. It was actually a friend of mine who was going to university in Montreal, and she was sharing a ride back to my hometown with a friend of hers that was from the prairies, and they were talking about things that were different, I guess, or different terms that people used in Ontario and in Quebec and in the prairies, and one of them was Knock Knock Ginger, which is like, I guess, the game Nicky Nicky Nine Doors, if you're familiar with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently that's what kids in the prairies call Nicky Nicky Nine Doors.
So Nicky Nicky Nine Doors is basically knocking on doors and running away, right?
Running away.
Yeah.
So we just thought it sounded kind of like fun and, I don't know, interesting, I guess. Interesting enough that, you know, usually when you find a band name, it's something that something that nobody hates. And then it's like, that's the mark of a good band name, I guess.
It's great, and I like, actually, you know, one of the things that I think works well with it too is there's a little something that I can't quite put my finger on that gives you guys a, like, particularly in let me see, from your album Based on a True Story, it would be in Love Renee, there's a sound there that kind of I don't know, it brings me back to this sort of there's a Britpop sound to it, which is funny because Knock Knock Ginger is the name of that game. Sounds like a game little British kids would play.
They actually call it Knock Knock Ginger in the UK as well. So there you go.
I win. That's awesome. All right. So, okay. So present day, what's going on, guys? What have you been up to the last while as a band?
Well, we just finished a pretty awesome CD release party here in Waterloo that we're very happy about. Finally getting the record kind of kicked off, working on a good, solid fall tour. Try to get all the towns in one go, which has always been kind of our favorite way to do things. We've gone on a couple out east, so we're hoping to recapture that magic of going out there and getting super tight as we play a show every night. Lisa's out east for the moment, so we're a little unsure whether we're going to be doing a lot of shows in town. We're kind of saving ourselves for that one big push.
Yeah, kind of taking a summer holiday for now, I guess.
A little bit. But then, of course, we get, like, you got in touch with us to do an interview, so it kind of gets us kind of moving again and wanting to kind of focus on things, so maybe do a little bit of recording in the process, too.
Well, you really deserve attention, guys, because this is some... You talk about being tight as a band, but really the singles that are on Based on a True Story really are pretty polished stuff. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I spend every week trolling through the countless CDs that we get constantly, and admittedly, what winds up happening is I end up hearing about 10 seconds of the beginning of songs because I have to go through so many of them to try and incorporate new stuff constantly into my show. And there's really something that stood out immediately. So kudos to you guys, man. If this is with this EP, I can't imagine what the future holds. That's good stuff.
Kudos to you for sticking with it, I guess.
For having good taste. Woo! Well, look, if you're coming east, then that means that you have to let me book you guys to play in Sherbrooke.
We will let you do that, yes.
Okay.
And yet again, another win. I love it so much. Hey, guys, thank you so much for being a part of DH Radio, and stay in touch. And I just want to keep hearing as things unfold. And DH Radio listeners with the CGMQ community.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to throw in that if you'd like to download our new album, it's for free online. Just go to knockoutginger.com.
Oh, that is so generous. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.